Thank you for calling. This is Philip.
Hey, Philip. This is Dr. Marshall Slam. Sorry. I was afraid of that. When I downloaded the thing, it cut you off.
No so problem at all. I also sent a copy of it to your email. Did you receive it?
Yes, I got it, and I'm looking at it
right now.
I'm not reading it in depth, but I got it. So how do I sign this? Can I sign it online, or do I need to print it?
So there are two ways of going about signing the contract. Either you could reply back to it with your verbal agreement, like type it over, like you have reached the terms and condition, or you could simply sign it electronically, like scanning it and then, you know, signing it on the computer.
Okay.
If you have the technology.
Okay. Well, I'm all in on it. I want to try to do it. So
perfect.
Is that good enough, the verbal?
That is good enough. And
okay.
Once you do that, I'll send you a link to complete the process yourself. And as soon as you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to get a call from the team that is supposed to assist you from cradle to grave. They're going to give you a call. They're going to conduct an orientation and retrieve the poems, the limericks from you, so they can actually show it to the editors. They're going to review it first, and then the editors are going to give you a scheduled call, perhaps this week or Monday, and they'll take it forward from there.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Looking forward to it, and if you have any questions, you can reply back to my email or give us a call, and I'll be here to assist you.
Okay, I've got your phone number here, 716-517, and your email, so that's
my direct line.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Would you like to hear a limerick?
Sure thing. By all means, why wouldn't I?
let's see, I don't know which one to pick here. I got so many of them.
In all honesty, I would definitely be looking forward to reading all of those that you have on your document. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, the word that day was leap. And this is a humorous one. Some of them are here's one. The word that day was sedan, which is, a car or carrier of I wrote two limericks on sedan. So one of them is, in the classic American Pie, I have always wondered why, if the Chevy he drove was a sedan. You know what I'm referring to, American Pie?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know. Okay, go on.
If the Chevy he drove was a sedan, well, of that song, I'm a big fan, especially when I listen when high. Written because Buddy Holly did die. Anyway, so there's a lot of information there.
And you kind of tie it up with some iconic series, movies, and stuff.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's good. I mean, when you reference, poems with something that is, renowned, something that has been watched.
And there'll be footnotes for the more obscure things. And then at the same time, I wrote, when she traveled everywhere, she was carried in a sedan chair. Cleopatra was that queen. I don't intend to seem obscene. With her four carriers, she'd have an affair. So,
I see.
So that,
that's good.
You
made them quite, how should I put it? They're humorous and they're relatable as well. Like the references are pretty cunning. And how many of those do you have it on there?
They're not obscene. They're not obscene.
right. I caught on that. And so you're writing day to day. You said you were still working on it. So
I write a couple
on
each day. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So one day I wrote four of them for Koala, and I'll read you one. Read you two, just to give you an idea.
Mm-hmm.
An Australian marsupial, the koala, once drank a bottle of Marsala. Then he tried to breed, but he didn't succeed. Now he is studying Kabbalah.
I love the rhyme, to be honest.
I don't know what Kabbalah is. You know what Kabbalah is?
That's what I said. I love the rhyme. It kind of makes sense,
Yeah, the Kabbalah will be footnoted. Not everybody knows it. Here's the political one. I was driving my Chevy Impala. Next to me sat my pet koala. We were in Washington, D.C., not in the eucalyptus tree, here to visit Vice President Kamala.
That's hilarious. I mean, you're tying it up with a lot of relatable stuff, and the rhyme is pretty accurate. It's not something that you kind of are forcing on it. It's coming to it naturally.
Yeah. So I have like 1,000 of these. So anyway.
Gosh.
And
that's
some
perfect.
Of them
I think the team is going to, by the time the team is finished working on the book, the project, they're going to be laughing their ass out, you know, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I think so. Would you like to have one more before I hang up? I'll read you one more. So
Give me a good one.
The word was ninth, N-I-N-T-H, and I'll read you two that I wrote for that day. Here it is. No, I actually wrote three that day. Didn't record one. Oh, yeah. When Beethoven composed his ninth symphony, he had an interesting epiphany. He decided to use a vocal chorus so his music would not bore us. It's now the best example of polyphony.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see, Beethoven was the first to use a chorus in a symphony.
Right.
And here's another ninth. Here's another ninth, the classic. It is the last half of the ninth inning, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are winning. Babe Ruth is now up to bat. Now he spits and tips his hat. A home run now would Yankee fans be grinning. And the last one on ninth is, what is 2 to the 9th power? To figure this out shouldn't take an hour. The answer you see is 512. No further do you need to delve. Mathematical prowess does empower. Anyway, that's the idea.
It doesn't stop somewhere. I mean, I kind of thought that you would have a certain, what do you call it, a rhythm to every poem. But every time you read me something, it's a bit different. You're actually making it quite unique. You're not just doing kind of like a same pattern in each poem, which is a good thing, obviously. So I'm pretty much sure the readers would not get bored, apart from them being hilarious.
No, I don't think so.
No, I think so.
No,
hilarious in itself, and then you're having a unique perspective to each poem, so it kind of gives a unique reading. So every time they're going to read something, it's not repetitive. It's different. So it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good
thing. And then when there's a word with many different usages, I try to write a limerick with each usage.
Indeed.
Sometimes if the word is pronounced differently, I'll write a limerick with a different pronunciation with the same word. So anyway, it's got a lot of variation in it.
That's good.
And it should be quite interesting.
It seems like to me as well. And I think what is going to happen is when the team is going to review the poems that you have produced, they're going to give you some feedback of their own, just like I did. I showed you some interest. I showed you some I express my feelings to you. The team is going to give you a more insight on what they kind of like feel with the poems. They might even make some suggestions. So I think you're going to work well with the team.
Sounds good. And then I paid this fee, but then does the team get any type of royalties from it?
Not really. Unless you want to mention their names in the acknowledgments, that's entirely up to you. But no, the team actually is being paid by the company.
Acknowledgement.
Right. Because you're already paying a fee. If you were not, you know, paying the fee, then it would have been a bit different. So when you pay the fee, the company bears the expenses for the team.
Okay. So and they'll bill me at some time or another.
Right. No problem. And I'll send you the link to make the fee or the payment of the fee yourself. And if you run into any problems, I can connect you with the finance team, and they'll assist you accordingly.
All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. You should expect my email in a couple minutes.
Okay. Okay, Philip.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.
Pleasure talking with you. Bye for now.